According to Kinto family attorneys, family members called police to their home in December 2020 after Kinto became upset and agitated. Police arrived to find him being held by his mother. They pulled Kinto away and placed him on the floor on his stomach. Officers then kneeled on his neck to restrain him. Paramedics arrived to find Kinto unconscious. He died 3 days later in hospital. Bay Area civil rights attorney John Burris said the settlement was a long time coming.
This is a case where the family, from day one, took the tragedy and the loss and circumstances surrounding Angelo's death and turned it and tried to turn it into a positive good. And they did so. And over the last 3 years, they have made considerable efforts in trying to bring about social positive changes in the city and try to improve the relationship between the police and the community.
The Antioch City Council voted to approve the settlement in closed session Tuesday night. The Filipino-American Navy veteran's family had filed a civil rights lawsuit against the city of Antioch. The Contra Costa County District Attorney decided against filing charges against the officers who restrained Kinto in 2022. Contra Costa prosecutors argued Kinto was under the influence of drugs at the time and died from so-called excited delirium syndrome. Family attorney Ben Nissenbaum said that version of events was pure fiction.
These are all excuses that police officers have used over the years to explain away their unreasonableness and how they restrain people and kill them. And they say, oh, let's blame the victim and call it excited delirium.
Since the Kinto case, the city has instituted some policing reforms, such as requiring officers to wear body cams, the creation of a mental health crisis team, and a police review commission. Bella Kinto Collins is Angelo's sister.
This is some semblance of justice, that we've been able to work towards positive reforms and positive change, legislative and advocacy change.
The case has also led to a 2023 state law barring excited delirium as an official cause of death designation in the state. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.